Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Over the weekend, Buffalo police arrested a 14-year-old who was caught twice in the span of a few days for stealing cars. Trooper, in your experience, how young is too young to be stealing cars?
Well, stealing cars is a felony, and it's obviously a very serious crime. You're putting someone out of their mode of transportation, possibly for their family. So I think at any age, it's one of those things you have to look at. It's a crime. It's a very serious crime. And if a lot of these recoveries of stolen vehicles, there's damage on the vehicle. The insides smell like marijuana, or there's damage inside the vehicle. So to the owner of that car, this is a personal, you know, this is an item that they possess and they pay for, and they're not cheap and they insure. But the fact of the matter is, when they get these vehicles back, a lot of times they are not the way they left them in the position. And so that's unfortunate. But when it gets to the age, we're seeing more and more juveniles taking these vehicles in and around the area. So let's talk New York State Police, Troop A, Western New York. We are up from 2022 to 2023 when it comes to larcenies of vehicles. We're up 30%. And that number is staggering. And unfortunately, a lot of the vehicles being taken in this area are by juveniles. Those are people 17 or younger. And we've had up to a 12-year-old, up to a 13-year-old, either stealing a vehicle, were involved in a pursuit, and or they were in a vehicle at that age during the time of arrest.
We've heard of a 14-year-old being arrested on this. What's the youngest person state police have arrested for car theft?
We're looking at about 13 years old, and this is recent. This is within 2024. And like I said, unfortunately, we've had even younger people inside the vehicles during these commissions of a crime. And unfortunately, when we look at the juvenile, you know, we arrest and we you know, work with family court and a lot of different things. It's not like arresting someone who's 18 or above where they were, you know, they'll looked at, they'll actually go to a court where they're looked at as an adult. It's a very different situation. It's a very different set of rules. But when you're that young, obviously there's a lot more parameters as far as the juvenile arrest, not releasing information or names. And it's done a lot of times through family court, even though it's such a serious matter. And the fact of the matter is, and what we're seeing, unfortunately, a lot of these kids are kind of put back with the family. And unfortunately, they just keep this kind of routine of stealing vehicles is become more and less a common practice.
How often are state police seeing young girls getting involved in car theft, or is it just boys?
For the most part, a lot of our crime in that area with larceny of a vehicle are majority male. Not uncommon to have female, just like it's not uncommon to have females commit other crimes. It does happen, but a lot of our higher felony crimes and our felony crimes are done by predominantly males. But it doesn't, there's nothing to say that that's always a cookie cutter, obviously, depending on people's backgrounds or what's going on in their lives or personal lives. It's not uncommon to arrest a female. And unfortunately, you know, when it comes to a juvenile female, it's very unfortunate. Like I said, anyone who's taken a car, you're putting, you know, a lot into really putting out a family or someone's mode of transportation, and it is unfortunate.
What do you think may be attributing the most to you, more younger people stealing cars?
It's one of the things where we look back and we use our community stabilization unit, and we're working with a lot of other law enforcement agencies. And, you know, depending on how long you've been alive and, you know, life experience, you've always heard of cars being stolen, taken to the chop shop, which is still a thing where they cut the car up, sell out the parts. That still happens. But a lot of the what we deal with the younger juvenile, we're talking about the 12 to 17-year-old in that age bracket, you know, going in neighborhoods with a stolen car, exiting that stolen car with three or four other youths, and then taking other cars and basically leaving that area. That's what we're seeing. That's kind of the 30% increase of stolen vehicles that we're seeing lately. And unfortunately, they're not taking these cars to, fortunately, they're not taking these cars to a chop shop. They're doing it more or less for something to do. Crime of convenience. It's unfortunate. Like I said, you're putting a lot of families out, but it's a lot of times we do recover most of these vehicles in and around different areas of Buffalo or other areas within Western New York. And like I said, they usually have damage on them. The interior is a common thing as we process the car, our ID guys, and we go through all this stuff for evidence, and they usually smell like marijuana. There's usually damage on the inside of the car. Drug paraphernalia, alcohol, and things like that in the vehicle. So that's not uncommon is what we're finding. But like I said, a lot of the vehicles being stolen, unfortunately, are unlocked. A lot of cases, the keys are in the cars. One of the things we want to remind owners of vehicles is never leave your doors unlocked, your house doors unlocked. Lock your vehicles, keep the keys, any personal belongings, keep that out of the vehicle. Be mindful if your garage door opener is in your vehicle, in your driveway, because now there's an access point to the house. And all these things kind of play a role when it comes to your safety. You have to lock your doors. You have to keep the keys out of your vehicles. And a lot of the times that is what is being stolen out there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.